Aloha and welcome to Spirit Chat Radio. Today we're going to be talking about the super new moon solar eclipse that's supposed to happen on August 11th, which is tomorrow. So perfect timing, I guess, unless you're listening to this after August 11th. Well, maybe it'll still be helpful as well. Man, you guys would not believe the trouble I had trying to record this podcast. I'm sure if you follow me, you know that I'm no stranger to having technical things happen before I do something, you know, like this type of podcast or a class or whatever. It's kind of common in my world. I literally had to delete the app that I use to record, and I'm not sure if the settings are normal again. It still wouldn't record. I've spent like 20 minutes just trying to get this podcast to record so far. So if I sound a little bit different than normal, the person who normally does my audio settings, I didn't have time to have a look at them, and I apologize in advance, but I was determined. Once I start having technical difficulties and I know that there's like spirit interference of some kind, I just become determined to get it done. At that point, the battle of the wills, and I'm just driven to get the podcast done or the class I'm working on done or whatever the case may be. So I just decided that I had to get this done. And so if I sound funny, sorry about that. I'll try to get it fixed before next time. It's been a little bit since I've done my last podcast, but I felt like this was a really good podcast that was going to be helpful for everyone. I swear, I think I'm saying that a lot anymore, that it's been like a little bit. I've had some breaks in between because of, as everybody knows, the Spiritual Guru Box and some of the other projects that I'm working on, the other stuff, some of the classes and whatnot. But I was actually traveling. I was picking out some gemstones and rocks and different things for the Spiritual Guru Box. And for those of you who get that, I handpick them. I go and I either have them sent to me or I actually go handpick them. For those of you who don't know what it is, I'll just tell you about it real quick. We don't want to spend a ton of time doing this, but I have a subscription box that every month, it's called the Spiritual Guru Box. There'll be a link down below. Every month, I pick items to go into this box for you to, they come to your door. You subscribe. There's a theme to everything. One was raising our vibration. Another one was manifestation box. This month's box, I'm going to give you a little bit of a heads up, is a third eye box. So there's a theme to everything. And they're products and things that I use. There's always gemstones and stuff like that. I also have an empath box that I've created for empaths that has tips in there, as well as empaths need a little bit more, I guess I would say, energetic tending to if you're an empath. If you're not an empath, you're not going to be interested in this at all. Well, maybe, because there's still cool stuff in there. But if you're an empath, you need to be really careful about the energies, and there's a lot of cool tricks that you can do to kind of keep your energy feeling strong and feeling like a healthy empath. So that's why I created the empath box. And now we have a gemstone mailer. So it's kind of snowballed into this whole bunch of different things. And so I find the products myself. Nobody else does that. I have to approve the products. They're things that I would use, or we create the products, because we create these super cool candles and these really cool sprays. The candles are awesome. You will get different gemstones. Whatever gemstone you are attracting will end up being at the bottom of your candle. So you guys are not going to get the same gemstone. So that's super cool. But this whole thing has snowballed into a metaphysical store, sort of, on accident. That was not something that I envisioned or thought about, kind of, I guess. Well, maybe in the back of my head. I don't know. But it just kind of went so fast. So what started out as a subscription box from people saying, I don't know where you get this gemstone you talk about, or where I need this for my energy that you've talked about on your podcast, and I don't know where to get it. or I don't know how to pick out these gemstones. What started out with me trying to help you guys by going, you know what, I'll just pick items and send them to your door every month. How about that? That's cool. What started out like that ended up being something else where I've put some other products that I'm finding up, and those are selling really well. And so it's turning into a metaphysical store. So I have a metaphysical store on spiritualgurubox.com that every week we're adding more items and more items to. And then we have the subscription box. They're two different things. Some items you can or cannot get on the store that might have been in the subscription box, but a lot of items you can't. So you can choose one or the other. Anyways, I was gone. The whole point of that was I was gone and I was choosing some gemstones and different stones for the box and some really cool places and for the store. So now I'm back and I am doing this podcast. And this new moon solar eclipse is most likely affecting you already. If you're sensitive like I am, and I like to tell people how it works for me so that they can kind of understand. I actually start getting the effects probably, I would say, at least a week and a half before an actual event. So it's very common for you to get the effects of a super new moon solar eclipse. If that's going to be on August 11th, it's super common for you to get the or start feeling the effects of that for a week and a half to 2 weeks prior. People always think that, or they don't always, but many people are under the assumption that, oh, we got to watch for this day because this day is going to have this huge thing going on energetically, right? Well, that is true. That's the peak of what's happening, but you will feel a lead up and a lead out. So you're going to feel a whole different energy shift leading in to the peak and then leading out of the peak. So a lot of times it can take up a whole month because it can take a few weeks before and a few weeks after as you're feeling, you know, the wave and the after effects and the motion of all this energy and stuff that's going on. So that's kind of interesting. That's something that you should be aware of. So it started affecting me about a week and a half ago. And I want to break down this a little bit. You guys know I'm all about putting things into layman's terms, basically making things simple, because I feel like everything's overcomplicated and it's really pretty easy to understand if you can simplify it for people. So I want to break this down a little bit for those of you who just don't really know astrology or really kind of want to try to understand these moon phases, because moon phases affect everybody. Whether even if you don't believe in this, maybe you're listening to it and your friends are going, oh, that's just a bunch of garbage, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter to if they believe it or not. We're all affected by moon phases. And funny enough, even people who necessarily don't believe in astrology or moon phases or whatever, you'll always hear people in customer service industries talk about, oh, it's full moon. It's full moon. So we know that customers are going to behave a certain way, or the crazies are going to be out. You know, they talk about moon phases because people know, they don't understand it, but they know there's something to it. Like there's a thing to it. They don't quite know how to put their finger on it. So people are aware of it. And before that, we got bombarded with all the other distractions that we have in life, social media, TV, you know, just movies and work. And before all of just anything in this time frame, and we were just in survival mode, people paid a lot more attention to the moon phases because they felt energy more. They paid a lot more attention to when to start new things or when to kind of be letting go of things. They had rituals around moon phases and whatnot. That's become witchy now for people. Yet everybody knows that the full moon things happen. I censored myself there. So we don't have to have a weird censor thing on iTunes. So stuff happens around full moon. But anyways, we're not talking about full moon. I'm just saying people are very aware of it. They don't understand it. So I'm going to try to break it down for you a little bit. So new moons, generally during a new moon, that's always a good, it's a new beginnings phase. So it's always bringing in new energy. and it's sort of releasing old energy. So with any new moon, you just imagine it like a new beginnings, releasing the old, bringing in the new. That should be easy for you to remember because it's new moon, new beginnings, everything new, release old, bring in the new. That should be easy for you to remember. A super moon is when the moon is closer to the earth, so it also looks a lot bigger. That, how does that affect things? Think about it. It's closer, so the energetic stuff that goes on with the moon, it's going to be more intense. It's kind of like if you're closer to the sun, you're going to get sunburned quicker or whatever, right? So you're close to the equator, the sun's going to affect you differently. When the moon's closer to the earth, it's going to have a more intense effect. So that's what it means when it's a supermoon. It's closer, the intensification, if that's a word, is there. Then now we throw into the mixed solar eclipse. This is where solar eclipse is very energizing. So anything with the solar stuff is really energetically strong. So now with a solar eclipse, you're supercharging the moon with energy. Okay. So you've got a new moon with new beginnings. It's a super new moon, closer, more intense. And now you got solar eclipse on top of it, which is intensifying the moon in the first place, which was already a super moon. So hopefully you kind of got it and understand that this is going to be really intensely energized time of new beginnings, right? Some to kind of sum it all up. So anyways, that's what we're going to be experiencing tomorrow on August 11th. We are experiencing a super new moon with a solar eclipse. So everything's going to be very energetically charged and more intense than normal with the new beginnings. With this particular phase that we're having during the mid-year here, during August, this is really, it seems interesting because it's mid-year. So you would think that the energy for the year would start in January, because that's when people's mental mind goes to, oh, you know, it's now a new year, it's 2018, so that's when the new year phases are going to happen and yada yada. Yes, there was some that happened then, but this is really setting you on a new path direction for the rest of the year. So it's almost like, think of it as a mid-year, new year type of thing. This energy with this moon and this solar eclipse is really defining a different path for the rest of the year. So kind of think of it as the new part of 2018. Just kind of think of it that way. If you can mentally think about things in that way, you'll be like, oh, this is kind of cool because I get like a second fresh start. So imagine it like the beginning of the year. You know how you make your resolutions and you're like, oh, okay, this is a new beginning for me, new year, new slate. Imagine it with this super new moon solar eclipse, that it is the beginning of phase two of 2018. It's a new beginnings for the rest of the year. Because this energy, this powerful energy that's coming in, is really setting the tone for some things that you're kind of laying out in your life right now, really with longevity. So it's going to push anything that you're working on at this point in time. It's going to have some longevity to it. It's not going to be a short-term power boost. It's going to be a longer power boost because of the intensity behind all of the stuff that's happening planetary right now. So think of it kind of the rest of the year. It's going to push through. So here's some things that you're going to be noticing. It's going to come in about five different phases. So I'm going to tell you what the phases are, and then we're going to go through them so that you have a little bit more detail. First, there's going to be awareness, and then there's going to be a resolution phase, and then there's going to be an energized phase, emotion phase, and then a chill phase. So what's going to happen during the awareness phase is you're going to start noticing anything that feels energetically knotted or crumpled, I guess I would say. Anything, just imagine a piece of paper all crumpled or like sticks in a river kind of really mucking up the river. Anything that feels, that's really kind of sticking your energetic flow and making it feel knotted and not like nice, not like having a nice clean flow to it, is going to surface and you're going to become very aware of it. So anything that's kind of been bothering you in the back of your head, it could be anything from things around your house to a relationship to job situation, anything that feels kind of unresolved or just kind of just stuck there, that just kind of is eating at you, but you keep pushing it down and pushing it away, that's going to really surface in a way that is going to make you kind of edgy and irritable. And you're just going to have to feel like you're going to need to resolve it, which is going to move you into phase two. I'll give you an example of some stuff that I did during leading through these phases, because just so that you can get an idea of how it affects people's lives. When the awareness stage came around, a lot of times with the moon phases, I'm very environmental. My energetic, and as far as environmentally around me, becomes very apparent. So when the moon phases come, I'm not surprised at when things around my environment starts feeling like they need to be resolved or whatever. So for instance, my deck, or I went out into an outer area of my house where my deck and my couches were, and I literally had to power wash the deck, and I had to, upholstery clean the couches. Like, I had to clear out everything, because for me, as sensitive as I am, dirt, dust, anything like that starts to make me feel very irritated. And so I can handle it for so long, but especially when a moon phase comes around, those things that have been bothering me that makes me feel not like my energetic flow is real good, like if I go into that room and I'm feeling very calm and relaxed and chill and I like the energy of that room, if I go into that room during a moon phase like this, I will not be able to feel calm and relaxed. I will not be able to leave the room until I handle whatever energy is going on there, because my house, my home environment, is my sanctuary. So, you know, when I go out into the environment, into other places, other people's homes, or other just places that you're shopping at or doing your day-to-day activities, hobbies, or just things outside your house, you know, you just leave if you don't like the environment, right? You just go somewhere else, or you just like, I'm out of here for today, and maybe go back there later. Maybe the environment or the energy feels different. But for me, things become very apparent in my sanctuary when we have full moon or new moon phases, or different moon phases, the lunar cycles. It becomes very apparent. And so that is one of the things that I happened during the awareness stage. I also work out of my home, which is going to be some stuff that's going to come up in the next phases that I personally experienced. So I started power washing everything, cleaned out everything, upholstery cleaned, and once I was done, I could feel that energy had the best flow to it. Like, it felt awesome. So, but that was something that had been bothering me, but it surfaced in a way that I just couldn't stand it anymore, and I know myself well enough to know that energy has to go at that point in time. It just has to. So that was what led me into the resolution phase, which would be the first one. So awareness is going to be the first thing. You might have it like with relationships or work area or whatever. Then you're going to have the resolution thing where you're going to resolve it. So what I did as far as the resolve part is I went in and I did the cleaning and did whatever. I gave a resolution to that and addressed it, and that energy then didn't feel sticky or knotted to me anymore. Now it just felt nice and flowy, like it was amazing. So that's where my resolution part was. Then the next thing that will happen is you'll get energized. And like, these can run together, by the way. You can have them running at two at a time. You like, obviously during my resolution part, I was very energized. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to do that. And the funny thing is, it's happening due to the lunar eclipse, or the solar eclipse, the new moon phase. The lunar phase is what I meant. I knew it was happening because of that. And I can always tell because, like, when I get, like, real energized like this, because I'm thinking to myself the whole entire time I'm, like, cleaning and stuff, like, wow, I'm, like, really productive right now. Like, I am getting stuff done. This is crazy. Like, I'm usually kind of fried and burnt out from working and doing all the things that I'm doing, but I could just go and go and go for hours. It was craziness. Like, I just kept going. And it's funny when you're mentally kind of have this internal dialogue going, wow, like, I could do something next. And it didn't just last one day. It went into several days. It went into the next day and the next day, which actually, because the more I would resolve the intensity and the energy started feeling so good that it just, like, made me feel even more energized. And so then I would want to do more because that nice energetic feeling when they come in those lunar phases feel like they're addicting. They feel amazing. You feel so good. So I love to soak up all that energy and I love to allow it into my energetic field as I'm clearing out the old junk. It just feels so good and you feel so charged from it. And so that energy is a new energetic push. And it will literally, when you clean your environment or handle anything that's going on relationship wise, what happens is you release that out of your energetic field as well, because your whole energy system is your whole energetic, your whole spiritual body and your soul, that's all made up of energy that you're surrounding yourself with. And actually, it's kind of the opposite, is whatever you're kind of holding on to and whatever energetic combination combination or energetic flow that you got going on in your own soul and your own system, your own body, that's a reflects into your environment. So as you resolve things that are going on in your environment, whether it be emotionally or whether it be physically, it begins to resolve in your own energetic system. So it does both. You always will end up wanting to do both. A lot of times the easiest way is, instead of trying to resolve things internally energetically, when you feel kind of knotted up and whatnot, is to actually start outside energetically. Things that you can see, things that you can feel emotionally get handled, things that you can visually see get handled, because then it makes you feel like you're accomplishing something somewhere. And then that allows the release of that energy that's in your system to also release out. So basically, look around you and your environment right now, or where you're at, or imagine your environment at home, or your work, or your relationships. How are you doing emotionally? That is a reflection of your environment. That is a reflection of all the energy that you're holding on to right now. So that's why these new moon phases are really ideal, as long as you go through the phases to kind of work with moving that energy out. If you don't need to move that energy out and you're like, you know what, things are really good for me right now, maybe you actually were like me and you kind of handled things before you even listened to this podcast, then you can really just soak up the good creative energy, which we're going to get to here in a second as well. And you can just amplify some positivity moving forward into the second half of your new year, right? So that stuck energy, when I move it out of my environment, I can just feel it go right out my system, and it's awesome and amazing. And yes, we all have stuck energy. None of us are immune to it. It happens to me. It happens to everybody. It happens to my family. We're all human. It's just knowing how to kind of clean it out, right? And work with new good energy that the Mother Earth and the wonderful universe brings in for us. So this new energy push is hard to come through if you're not resolving some of the old junk, some of the stuff that's bothering you. If you're not having some resolution emotionally with anything that you're going through, work or relationships or whatever, if you're not clearing your environment and really getting rid of some of that old stuff, when that new energetic push comes through, because the intensity of the solar eclipse on top of the super moon, when that energetic charge is really coming through and you're feeling it, it's really going to feel uncomfortable and weird, and you might feel super aggravated. Because it's like if you're trying to, let's imagine you're trying to push, or you turn on your sprinkler full blast, but you're trying to push it through a couple of pinholes. You know, it's like you're just, it's wanting to push through, but the intensity of the energy is not going to be able to flow through if you're kind of having it all jacked up because you're holding onto this old junk and your energy is all stuck and knotted, and it's having to try to push through all the knots and around the knots and everything. It's going to feel weird and uncomfortable and irritated. So that's why you want to resolve any of these things or handle anything that's happening that way. So you will also, with this new energetic push, many times feel the need to organize and compartmentalize things that's going on in your life. So that is kind of similar to resolution. But for instance, one of the things that I had supercharged energy to do was, as I talked about with the new business that we're doing in the Spiritual Guru Box, I had crystals and stones and products everywhere. It was craziness. Like the DHL guy like knows me because he's here 3 days a week. It's 4 days a week. I'm getting packed. Every time I put stuff away, there's more packages on my counter. Well, that energetically, I can't have that happening for long term because I can feel that energy getting stuck. So when that new push came through, I organized everything. Everything went in a bin. Everything went in a box. Everything was labeled. It was amazing. I got rid of all the old packaging of stuff because I don't like the energy of that to stay around. Anything like, you know, clutter of any kind. So all the clutter went. I've got shelving. I've got bins. Everything's labeled. It is the energy that came through. For me to do that, first of all, was awesome because normally I would not have energy to just label, you know, 37 bins and get them all organized on shelves looking beautiful. And I really want to be super organized. Like you watch those shows or you go to somebody's house and you're like, wow, look at all their stuff is so organized and like all these nice bins and everything. And I want to be that person, but I'm not going to lie. I'm not really that person. I'd like to bring somebody into my life who's that type of person, but that's not really who I am. So I was very proud of myself when I organized and put everything in bins because it made a huge difference. Now, why would that make a huge difference? Because that is something that I'm also, that is something that I'm putting a lot of energy into, and that is something that is a really working with my creative juices, my creative flow, which I am directing and putting in motion, which actually comes into the number four phase, which is motion. So there is a lot of stuff, a lot of creativity goes into the number four phase. Ideas going into motion, creative energy, things that you're working on for the future, anything that you're trying to manifest that falls into that motion category. So anything that you're manifesting, creating, that you're coming from your soul, or you're like, wow, I really want to do this in life, or I really want to change this. Anything about change and creativity, anything that's you're passionate about or excited about, that falls into this phase, especially for the rest of the year. And so this business would fall into that category for me. So I had all this energy come and I did all this organization, and that will now direct that energy just with my thoughts and how that I've sort of mentally organized it and physically organized it. Now that lunar energy is going to come through and push that on with by itself. I've helped it and I'm still working with that energy, but then what happens with it after you sort of direct the energy by organizing, and I did some manifestation and visualization stuff while I was organizing. I made some different bins for some different things that I know that I'm putting product into, so I did my own directing of the energy at that point in time. And the last phase is to chill. You direct that energy and you chill and you allow and let things to unfold. So once I was done with all of those things, you just sit back and you chill, and then you just feel that energy just go on its own. So it's kind of like another way to put it would be that maybe you're going to be kayaking down a river and there was flooding of the waters and they were muddy and murky and there were sticks everywhere and you couldn't really get anywhere and you kept getting stuck and you kept coming up upon the sticks and you had to push those away and some of them were pokey and did whatever. So you were aware that the river was having some issues, right? So you decided, okay, well, we're going to clear this out first. And so that's your resolution. I'm going to get these tools. I'm going to get some help and I'm going to clear this out. And then you get all this energy to go through and organize and pull all the sticks and the stuff out of your path. And you guys go create a really nice path again. And then you get in and you decide, okay, we're going to go down this river and meet up down here. And then you sit in your kayak and you just chill. And you just let it happen. You kind of just go with the energy and you allow the river to take you because now this nice clean water is coming through after the storm and it's kind of taking out all the murky water and you've already cleared the way. That sounds maybe really strange, but that's really kind of how that works. Like I said, I'm going to go through this again really quickly for your own stuff. You become aware of things that are bothering you. For me, it was things around my environment. You come up with a resolution. You resolve it. You don't push it. You don't put a cork on it anymore. You resolve it. You figure out how to resolve it because if you don't, that feeling's going to intensify, making you feel very irritated, ticked off, kind of just, ugh, you know? And so you come to figure out how to have the resolution. Then that energy will naturally come. It's naturally going to push through because that's what's happening with that. You put some ideas into motion. You tap into that creative aspect after you've resolved any of the other issues. You manifest. What do you want for the rest of your year? What change do you want? What direction do you want to head into? How can I put some things in motion? Let's get started. Do anything. Do a drawing, do an email, do something just to kind of put that creative energy into motion. And then you chill. Now, when you chill, let's just be a little bit clear on that because I'm kind of hyper crazy with everything that I'm doing. So I don't exactly chill. I mean, I'm chilling energetically, but I'm still doing things to put the stuff that I want to happen into motion, right? I'm still doing the emails. I'm still making contacts. I'm still going and getting stones, and I'm doing all of those things. You know, I'm not just like chilling and just going to the mall or which I haven't done forever because I just don't have the time. But I'm not like doing that. The other thing, though, with the chill phase is I am taking time to spend some more time not doing so much work because I tend to work a lot. So I'm trying to be more conscientious of the chill phase and actually take a little bit more time to chill because that's not my natural thing to do. So hopefully you take some time to chill as well, but hopefully all of this makes sense to you and the way that I lined it out. So I hope you're super excited about this new moon, super moon, solar eclipse phase. I hope that you can feel the energy. Don't mess around with this. Resolve back stuff, like really, truly resolve it because you're going to notice some super cool things happening. If you don't, you're going to find yourself more on edge than normal, more irritated than normal as that energy tries to push through. So take advantage of this time. Take advantage of it. Imagine it being like the new phase, a new phase of the second half of this year. Like take advantage. It's going to be so awesome, you guys. So, and then take some time to do the chill thing. Take some time to enjoy life a little bit with this moon phase. I hope that you found this helpful. I just want to remind everybody that if you enjoyed it, don't forget to subscribe. YouTunes, that's a new place. iTunes, YouTube, don't forget to subscribe. If you want to check out the Metaphysical Store and definitely get on the mailing list if you like gemstones and stuff like that, because we also send out some super cool things on what to do with this stone and what to do with that stone. And we're doing some new things coming up. Go over to spiritualgurubox.com if you want to check that out. If you want to get into my classes or anything like that, you definitely want to go over to keystothespiritworld.com. That's also where I have a psychic ability quiz and an empath quiz. If you can't find it there, you can email us, and there's a contact button on the keystospiritworld.com. Also, don't forget to join our spirit community. If you're interested in any of the spiritual stuff, that's a safe place that we monitor. There's no spam in there. There's lots of like-minded people. They love the group. It's called the Higher Purpose Learning Group. Definitely go check that out. You can go to keystospiritworld.com. Up in the corner, or I think if you scroll down below, there's a little tab that says Spirit Community. You can click on that. You have to be accepted, by the way, because we're really careful about who we accept into the group, but I think that you'll love that. So if you enjoyed this, definitely comment below. Don't forget to subscribe. I hope to see you at my metaphysical store and in the Higher Purpose Learning Group. And until next time, have the most amazing day. Aloha.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
Top reasons your career wants you to move to Ohio. So many amazing growth opportunities, high-paying jobs in technology, advanced manufacturing, engineering, life sciences, and more. You'll soar to new heights, just like the Wright brothers, John Glenn, even Neil Armstrong. Their careers all took off in Ohio, and yours can too. A job that can take you further, and a place you can't wait to come home to. Have it all in the heart of it all. Launch your search at callohiohome.com.